Chapter 2. June 21st, 2017. Monday's Landing, New York. The dusky two-lane highway is bordered by woods, rambling cobblestone walls, and spotlit homes. Some are pillared stone mansions, others turreted Victorians, a few transformed into office buildings or apartment houses. All are steeped in bygone grandeur. Approaching a fork in the road, Emerson notes that the business district lies east, Shapskill Nature Preserve west. That's the site of the old riverfront settlement, but it closes at sundown. She bears east. Shapskill will have to wait until tomorrow. There, she's hoping. What, Emerson? What are you hoping? That you'll discover some long-lost treasure or connection to your roots? That you'll feel something other than this festering longing, loss, frustration, loneliness, anger? Something other than sorry for yourself? She abruptly turns off the Arctic blast from the AC vents. Rolling down the window, she sucks warm, woodsy air into her lungs. The road broadens to four lanes and straightens. Houses and trees give way to a series of interconnected parking lots and painted concrete buildings marked by familiar logos you'd find in any other American town. Dunkin' Donuts, Mobil, Holiday Inn, Home Depot, Walmart, and every fast food chain known to man. Inhaling fryer grease along with exhaust, she hits every traffic light alongside an adjacent pickup truck, reverberating loud bass. Roy Nowak, her fiancé, drives a similar vehicle, but he only listens to soft rock. He knows all the words to every song, and he sings to her, sometimes about her. She should probably find it endearingly romantic, but lately it grates. "I'm not tiny, Roy, and I'm not a dancer," she protested just the other day, when he lyrically transformed her into the heroine of Elton John's ballad. Seeing the wounded look on his face, she smiled to show that she meant it lightly, adding, "I'm definitely not a seamstress for the band." Predictably, he stopped singing and stopped talking for the remainder of the evening. She met him last September on a union picket line during a contract dispute. A torrential